Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take him out!
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. Shout out to all the truck drivers. Shout out to the bus drivers, the warehouse workers, the police officers, the firefighters, the teachers, the kids. You know Bonte loves the kids. Who else am I forgetting?
Longshoremen.
Longshoremen.
Janitors.
Janitors.
Plumbers.
Lawyers.
Lawyers.
Doctors.
Doctors. Ushers. Judges.
Yeah, man.
Ushers. Ushers. Security guards. Who else?
Assistant program directors.
Assistant program directors. Program directors. Technical producers.
Shout out to my wife still producers. Sleeping in bed.
Huh. Yeah, shout out to my two girls who are at the house sick. I got kicked out of the house yesterday. I had to go to the in-laws to spend the night because they're so sick.
Gone. Now I'm imagining a situation where you're like in Willy Wonka sitting next to two old people lying in a bed and you're trying to watch, you know, League Pass.
Any internet.
I got a golden ticket.
And I'm not going to lie. League Pass. The internet at the Russian household is not the best.
Oh. You need so to get Wi-Fi that Xfinity Flex, huh?
The Wi-Fi was very, very janky. It was cutting in and out of the Sacramento Kings Pacers game, as well as the Lakers Blazers. I had to double screen up.
How could you survive?
Yeah, I was
horrible. These just depression era conditions.
I mean, gosh. Shout out to 50 Cent in Sacramento. Right. 50 Cent was up there. You see him?
Was he?
He was up in Sacramento yesterday
was
selling
Chelsea
his wines.
Handler?
Chelsea Handler? No, he went up there with her.
Was Floyd Mayweather there? Were they arguing about who can read?
No, Floyd. I don't
shout
think
Harry Potter.
Shout out Harry Potter, Floyd Mayweather.
All right, beef.
Did you ever go to Floyd Mayweather's page when he's trying to read these advertisers and stuff like that?
No.
It is.
No.
It's just too much, man. Oh, Floyd.
Yeah.
He's still fighting in these exhibitions in Japan.
Oh.
Just like stealing like $10 million fighting bubs.
Oh, so he's kind of like Ric Flair there, you know, like off the map, still making money.
Oh, no doubt. No
I like
doubt.
That.
Kind of like that?
This
is mad.
I would love to do some, you know, some freelance work in Japan and just get paid straight cash.
Just get paid all day long.
Yeah, straight just cash, homie.
Straight cash, homie. Just give me that money. Give me that money. Hey, man, it's Thursday.
It's wet.
We got Dolphins Niners on Sunday. We got Bulls Warriors tomorrow. You're going to get a lot into the Niners. And, you know, I was watching Mike McDaniel's presser yesterday. 25 minutes. Didn't realize a young man went to Yale, attended Yale University.
Oh.
The way he conducts the press was pretty funny.
Yeah, he went to Yale. E-40 some there, some are going, Yale College. You get it?
Yale College.
That's where I learned my knowledge, on the hillside streets of Vallejo.
Breaking news.
Yeah, oh, such a great album. Such a great underrated album.
Dude, I don't even know if it's underrated. Like the intro of it.
With the piano.
And you had the reggae guy. Put it in my pocket. Don't try to take it.
There's so many songs. Voila!
Voila! You had the Muscle Cars on that
one?
I don't
Turf
think
Talk.
Muscle Cars. Turf Talk.
Hey, man, it's Turfy.
Turf Talk was hard.
Yeah, he was.
Turf Talk had some verses on there.
I
was like, damn.
Them and the Federation had their moment.
Yep. One
what
night
happened
stand.
To them?
I don't know. I don't know what happened to the Federation.
Oh, dude, one night stand, Elite Alloy, Candy Cody, custom pay. Come on, dude. Verizon Wireless phone.
Hey, your E40's pretty good, man.
Not that bad, huh? Just like E40. He was so good. Honest to God, I think that was, I know a lot of people, it was the revenue retrieving.
For me,
I honestly think Breaking News
was his best.
Well, that and Grit and Grind, back to back. Those are my two favorites.
Grit and Grind was sick. Mustard and Mayonnaise, tennis shoes.
Come on. Desperado, always drinking out the bottle.
But Breaking Bad, just one through whatever, was like, okay, that's E40 at his peak.
Absolutely.
That was E40 at his peak. Man, you got to have me bumping that between the
Breaking
break,
News
man.
Is like, Breaking News. All I think about is me and Rocco riding around in his car, dirty, and just going through the Lower Sunset as we were getting off of work late and just enjoying ourselves listening. You know when you had your buddy had the car with the speakers?
Oh, yeah.
Because somebody either had 210s or 212s or whatever. Rocco had the speakers that they banged so hard, they would come out of the box.
Right. I know what you're talking about. Boom.
Yeah, they weren't drilled in or anything.
And you can barely hear the words of the song because it's all beat. Boom, boom, boom.
The mirror shaking.
Boom. Yeah, no. When I had this, I had this 89 Firebird, and there was no radio in there. So I went to Radio Shack and bought this little boom box. And I had a CD player, and the CD player would be in the middle compartment. And I'd be knocking this the boom box. Dog, that was when T.I.'s album came out.
Oh, yeah.
Urban Legend, which was very, very good.
Rubber Band Man.
Yeah, Rubber Band. That was after the Rubber Band Man song. Yeah, with Michael Vick was in that one. So Urban was like, you don't know me.
Oh, that was a great video.
Yeah. That was great.
You know, that's an era. These guys might be too young. Do you guys know about the faceplates on cars? Like, if your car had a nice stereo and you had a CD player, you had to pull the faceplate out so it wouldn't get jacked. You guys know what we're talking about?
Yeah, my brother had one like that.
Oh, as Sam's talking right simultaneously as you're going in. Yeah, that was an era.
Yeah, that was an era. You take the faceplate off and you hide it somewhere. You got your CD player. And then I remember I had this Chrysler Sebring for a stretch, right? Terrible car.
You know what? Chrysler. The Chryslers were built well. If you ran into somebody, you were not getting accordion.
No doubt.
My grandma had a New Yorker. She would bang everyone.
They had the six disc CD changer.
Oh,
so you drop in six CDs and you just let them ride. Yeah. You're like, you know what? I want to knock this one. And you go to number five, you go to number six, you go to number one.
Which one was in which slot?
Yeah, you had to go back and forth. It'd take a couple seconds.
And it would like move around inside there. Yeah, that was great.
I remember One Night Stand at Mission Rock when that came on, man. It was rocking. That was an era. That was
330 Rich, rap, Mission Rock.
Yeah, and rap hip hop during that era was like you got three solid verses from your rappers.
Always.
Nowadays these songs are like 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
Well, I think my big issue with and we're getting into sports at some point here in a second. My big issue with music is that it felt like back in the day you actually had to lock yourself into a studio and bang something out with tons and tons of thought. Mm-hmm. You knew that like, hey, I'm spending time to go into a studio. I better be efficient and I better think about this and it better be some high quality stuff. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, like, made a song in 15 seconds. And then I sent this guy the track and he's in New York and he'll rap his little verse and we never even are in the studio together.
Right. That's crazy. The Pentasonic faceplate with the dolphin swimming.
Thank you.
Wow. Great knowledge, 650. Engineers. Shout out to the engineers. Yeah, no doubt. We got to shout out to the engineers, including Tim Jordan, Xfinity Mobile text line. Faceplate came off after the Benzie box. Wow. We are just finding out about Shasky's E40 impersonation. Can you do it one more time?
Okay. I'll try to do as best I can. Elite Alloy, Candy Cody Custom Paint, Verizon Wireless Phone, Jacob Watts with interchangeable times and five time zones. Trying to holler at a red bum. Smoking up some chocolate.
Oh, man. That was so good. That's so good. Oh, man, that's so good.
Ooh,
do.
He had so many good
block boys.
My favorite is when I see him on the sideline at a Warrior game, and Draymond Green looks like he's talking to him the entire time.
The entire game. And he is. He's sitting there with the Gucci, and he comes through the J.P. Morgan Club.
and
Mrs. Stevens. Him and Mrs. Stevens. And then, of course, my guy, Zeem. I don't want to jack his name, but that's his personal security guard.
Okay.
And they're walking through the J.P. Morgan Club. They dap up. They chop it up for a second. Then they go to their courtside seats. And every time, Zeem 52 on Instagram. That's my guy. And they sit there courtside. And Zeem's in the background just making sure nobody touches 40. And he's sitting there. And every timeout, they always play an E40 song. And you see 40 like... Just rock it to his own music. The best. Just rock it to his own music.
Now that we're here, I saw E40 post an Instagram thing basically telling Aaron Judge last week, like, come to the Giants.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love that he was playing the recruiter for Aaron Judge. Did you see the report yesterday about the Yankees?
Yeah, 8 years, $300 million.
To me?
That's not enough.
No, but if I'm the Giants, I'm thinking, thank you. Thank you, Yankees. Like, if he truly is about making the most amount of money, because we don't know what his motivations are.
Mm-hmm.
Three for eight. If I told you right now, there's a Giants tax on, you have to outbid the Yankees because you're not as good as the Yankees.
Right.
Your team isn't ready to compete right now, but eventually you will be. And there's a financial tax that you have to add on, a pad, onto that number. What do you think that number is? So if its starting point is 8 for 300, is it more years? Is it more of an AAV, the annual average value?
What is he, 31 years old, right?
Yeah, 30, 31 years old.
I think you got to go 8 because he wants to go into his 39, 40s. I think it's starting at $400 million.
Okay.
I think it's starting
at $400 million. Is that egregious?
No, I don't think so, especially if you're the Giants who have been bragging to everybody within a shouting distance saying, hey, money's not an issue for us. We have blank checks. Money won't be a problem. So I don't want to hear that, hey, oh, 350, that may be a little too steep. Or 375, that may be a little too steep. Eric Willard yesterday on the air, and they were discussing, you know, Farhan may not want to go there. Willard's like, nah, this ain't a Farhan.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is above Farhan.
This is above Farhan. This is Larry Baird. This is Charles Johnson. This is, we need a damn star here.
Exactly.
ASAP. And we will spend whatever it takes. So if it's $300... that seems like a benchmark that the Giants could clear easily. Now, by that report coming out, I don't know if it's true or not, but Jeff Passan did report about that deal. Now, all of a sudden, the Mets are probably thinking,
well,
and Cohen are probably thinking, like, $300 million? Dude, I sneezed $300 million. I sneezed $300 million.
So I heard a little conversation between Samson, who used to run the Marlins, and other baseball executives, and they were basically saying this, B, which was very interesting. Cohen got approved, and one of the people that was very influential in getting him approved into the baseball ownership fraternity were the Steinbrenners.
Mm.
And so he owes something to them, and part of owing something to them is like a wink, wink, nod, nod. We're not going to go after Aaron Judge and drive the price up for you, but also we're not going to take your guy because I kind of owe you for getting into baseball.
Wow.
Now, can we go after other free agents and try to bid? Yes.
Would but that like, stop you?
It's interesting that you bring that up. I don't know. I don't know what my affiliation would be in that because I don't know how influential were the Steinbrenners because we know Mark Cuban got denied by getting into Major League Baseball. You need 75% of those owners, 24 people to get on your side.
Right.
The Steinbrenners are old money.
Old money. And
but
not only that,
got a lot of influence.
I'm competing with you in New York City.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm competing with you with fans, television ratings.
Exactly.
Revenue, all that
good
stuff.
The back of the Post.
Back of the Post. I want that front page on the Post of the New York Times.
Yep.
I don't want you out there. I want the Mets to be the talk of the town, not the New York Yankees. So if I'm doing that, if I'm Cohen, you know what? I'm in baseball now. I had a couple years. It's not my fault you allowed Aaron Judge to become a free agent. It's not my fault you allowed your GM to play hardball with Aaron Judge and he goes out there and hits 62 home runs. It's not my fault at all. So now he's a free agent. If he comes calling me saying, hey, I want to wear that orange and blue. I want to be a Met.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave New York City. I'm calling him saying, you know what? I got to do what I got to do to make my baseball team good.
I totally hear you.
You think Met fans are going to accept that?
No, but I also think that if you just look at it, like, take a step back. Like, there's going to be other fish out there. Like, Aaron Judge for the Mets is not the only person that they'd be going after. Now, it's a big get for them. Because this is the part of Aaron Judge I think people are underplaying. We did this with A-Rod. I'm surprised we're not doing Aaron Judge. He's got, like, 200 career home runs.
Right.
Okay? If you buy the next 8 years of his career, you're banking on him going 300, 400, 500.
Yep.
500 home runs still means something to a fan base, and I believe that that's sellable. To me, that's sellable. I truly believe that is.
By the way, 650 Xfinity Mobile text line, I'm not sure if it's him or not, but Burner's texting in. Remember we had the disc changer in the glove box or the trunk?
I do.
Had to stop the car, change the disc in the trunk. Good times. dash cookies.
And what was interesting about having to get out of the car and change it, you were a little nervous someone might spot you.
Oh, yeah, and come rob you.
You just never know.
You just didn't pull over anywhere. You just couldn't pull over anywhere. Hell, I got paranoid.
Speaking of Borough Heights.
Dude, I got paranoid driving into the parking lot this morning. I grab my key card.
Uh-huh.
Garage opens up.
Yeah.
Somebody comes smashing right behind me coming in. I'm like, oh, God, they're about to get me. Oh, God, somebody spotted me. They're about to rob me
Denzel in Training Day? They're not letting you down the alley?
They came right on my bumper, dog, and I pull into the spot, and then they pull right to the... And I'm just like, And it was, you know, somebody from KCBS. But it was just like, dude, my senses went off, dude. Yeah.
It was Stephen Langford.
Oh, like, bro, somebody's about to get me for the show, dog.
Okay, if I told you right now, $400 million, 8 years.
Yeah, I do it.
What is that? $50 million a year, approximately, the AAV?
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. But I'm asking you this right now. Right now, Steph Curry.
Scott Boras, Aaron Jones' agent?
Yes, but Steph Curry's getting paid how much right now?
He's getting about $50 million a year.
$50 million a year. He's underpaid. No, he's Steph Curry. And I'm not saying that Aaron Judge is Steph Curry. But can we agree? He's underpaid. He's worth more on the open market. If you had him on the open market, there were no salary caps.
Yep.
What he is worth to the Golden State Warriors is infinitely more than $50 million a year.
Jersey sales, ticket sales, you name it.
Okay.
Sellouts.
So if I tell you that the Giants have to invest $50 million into Aaron Judge, and you have this trickle-down effect, forget jersey sales and all that. I'm talking about eyeballs.
Right.
Your TV deal, which is going to be expiring in the next couple of years,
goes up. Your ratings go up. Radio ratings go up.
Your value to the Major League Baseball goes up.
Your team value goes
absolutely
up.
Absolutely.
You see what the Niners are, the Warriors are the most valued franchise now in North America.
And if I were to take Steph Curry off that, I think it would take a little dip. Now, I still believe they'd be very, very, very valuable because of the real estate.
Right.
Because this is about real estate as well. It's not just, it's the geography that which you occupy. But B, Aaron Judge is worth the money. Here's the other thing.
Attendance.
You have to spend money to get others to want to join the band.
Well, that's the thing. You know, Pete D'Alessandro, I'll never forget this. So I was working at Pete's Coffee at the time, and he comes in. His wife used to come in all the time, Leah, and she used to buy this cappuccino, and he comes in. We started talking, and he said, look, the reason why we gave Derek Fisher a 6-year, $36 million deal, we know Derek Fisher wasn't going to.
Yeah.
We know he wasn't going to basically change the culture or whatnot, but we had to show the league.
Yep.
That we're willing to spend money. We have a basketball team in the Bay Area, and we want to spend. So the Giants got to show, not only do they have to spend, they got to fetch one of these guys. They got to reel them in. And then the rest of the league says, oh, okay, the Giants are back in business.
Think about what it started. We forgot so much about it. Because, Steph, the David Lee trade for the Warriors and him signing an extension, even though they overpaid. I'm asking all Warrior fans today. We know. We overpaid for David Lee. It's worth every penny.
I think so.
All-star. Every penny.
And he was like one of the first free agents who actually came here and played his ass off.
And wanted to be a Warrior.
And wanted to be a Warrior, wanted to win.
On the heels of losing Baron Davis. And then let me go another one. Barry Zito. Say what you want, all right? It was a bad contract.
Right.
Yes, Giants fans. He had that one moment in the playoffs, that one win in the World Series, and what do most Giants fans say? It's probably worth it.
Which is insane.
But it was. I hate to say it. It was.
Two games worth $126 million.
But B, it was, though.
I can't believe we're saying that. I can't believe
Am I wrong? Tell me if I'm factually incorrect.
I can't personally admit that it was worth it. But you can't look at him as a total bust because of the championship you won in 2012. Because of how he saved the season in Game 5 against St. Louis, and of course his Game 1, which he wasn't even that great against Detroit.
No, but he had that bunt slap hit down the line.
He wasn't even that great. I can't overlook all the bad years.
But Vontae, here's the thing.
But you're right that Giants fans do say
a lot of Giants
Barry
fans.
Zito's a legend.
Exactly.
A lot of Giants fans will tell you Barry Zito eats for free here, which is absurd.
He gets standing ovations at Oracle Park. We're a good fan base. That's one thing I'll say. We're a very good fan base.
He's for free in Oakland, by the way.
Agreed. Here's the other thing, B. It didn't stop them from fielding a competitive team around him. Well, that's another thing that you hear a lot about. Like, well, if you spend money on Judge, how can you field a team?
Right.
They want. No, this is not how they drew it up.
Well, look at the
books. But they won a championship, Bonte. He wasn't even on the active roster in 2010.
I know, 2010. He was sitting in the clubhouse rooting for the Giants to lose. rooting for the Giants to lose.
No, we all agree. Aaron Judge has got better years ahead of him right. than whatever we thought Barry... I mean, at the time, we all thought Barry Zito would, too, but it feels like we got better years ahead for Aaron Judge.
But also,
Judge.
When you spend money and you get a marquee player, it's easier to build your team around it.
Agreed.
Because you got somebody in the middle.
Agreed.
Right now, who are you going to build your team around? Nobody's building around Brandon Belt. Nobody's building around Brandon Crawford.
Probably
nobody's building around Jock Peterson. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and that's not to disrespect them or throw shade at them at all. But you're not building... Logan Webb... Maybe you could flush your staff out around Logan Webb, but you're not necessarily building your roster around Logan Webb, a guy who pitches every 5 days.
Jose Abreu was a Cuban defector who went to the Chicago White Sox and had a monster years, okay?
And he tried to build around him.
You know, but my point is, he was like looking around, okay, and he's like, oh, I want to go join the Astros.
Right.
And I'm going to jump the line so that someone else doesn't beat me to go play with the Astros.
Well, he's probably feeling like, too, wow. You bring all these guys in, Moncada, Eloy Jimenez, you got Tim Anderson, but you bring in Tony La Russa, and you basically destroy two of my prime
For sure.
years. I'm out of here. I'm going to go to Houston, where I don't have to carry the team. I got Alvarez, I got Bregman, I got Tucker, I got Altuve,
and
I got Dusty Baker, who knows what the hell he's doing, and he's not outdated.
Guys want to play with their buddies.
Yep.
They want to play where it's fun. Like I know.
So who's Aaron Judge's buddy?
B, at this point, this is why I kind of love the Giants situation. It's an open canvas. It's blank. Aaron, who do you want to play with?
Yeah.
Like that's the one. Right. The beauty of where the Giants are at right now, they have a lot of young talent coming through the system, obviously. But number two, they have nothing financially committed. Look at the Yankee situation. We have overrated. Look at their situation. I don't want to get too deep. They have some bad contracts. Stanton is anchoring them.
Dude, Stanton has been a bad contract so far.
And
as Giants fans, we may have dodged a bullet with Stanton. He can't stay on the field.
I wanted him.
Oh, I wanted him.
For Christian Arroyo,
I wanted him so bad.
Oh, I wanted him.
I wanted him.
But he can't stay on the field.
I stayed up late at night praying for Stan to be a Giant.
But he can't stay on the field. He can't.
You think about that, going back then, the Giants were like, no, Christian Arroyo's untouchable. How absurd does that sound? Even as bad as Stanton has been for the Yankees, because it's bad.
Oh, you still do that deal.
Come on.
Are you kidding me? You still do that deal. All right, this segment was brought to you by Go to State Lumber. Serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. By the way, it is scorching in the studio today.
Yeah, what is going on?
It is like 80 degrees, dog. It is hot.
Hey, December 1st, Bonte. It's cold out there. Drive
Damn,
safe.
It is baking in here. All right. Chasing Aponte, 650. Darrell Wright, 8 o'clock. Mark Clayton, a blast from the past. You remember Mark Clayton? The Mark brothers, Mark Duper, Mark Clayton.
Of course I do.
Mark Clayton's going to join us at 8:30. We'll talk some old school Dolphins football.
One was 81. I think it was Duper. And the other was 84,
yep.
right?
84. It was at 85.
It was 85? Maybe I'm wrong. I think you might be right.
But remember, Duper had the little two-bar helmet?
Come on.
He was
straight
so
early
sick.
80s.
Dude, straight early
80s. Him and Joe Theismann.
Dude, they were running straight deep routes. Straight deep routes. It was unbelievable.
I actually love those face masks.
Dude, I do, too. Did you watch that Football Life on Joe Theismann?
Oh, dude, when him and Drew Pearson are at their high school, I didn't know his first high school pass was to another Hall of Famer.
Unbelievable. And Drew Pearson always with the hut.
Oh, dude, he's right. Drew Pearson, by the way. Great baseball player, too, apparently.
Yeah, no doubt. No
Both
doubt.
Of those guys.
You see them in the pictures
Dude,
together?
Ridiculous.
Standout, unbelievable.
It was all 85 right. and 83. Thank
yeah, 85
you.
85 and 83, yeah.
I was wrong. 85. I'll stand down.
No, it's all good. What's coming up next on the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, Full Service Banking. No compromises at Pfizer. RJ Fairford, we're going to get to you as we kick off our Niners coverage today on the morning roast of Thursday morning. Hopefully everybody's driving safely on those roadways, those wet roadways. More coming up on the morning roast.
It's your boy Guru from Steiny and Guru, noon to 3, right here on 95.7 The Game. Now back to the morning roast. I'm a roaster, because these two guys are my guys. Yin and Yang, right here on 95.7 The Game.
Shout out to Guru, who finally paid me for finishing his second place in fantasy baseball. Guru sent me the Cash App yesterday. Right on, Goo. Good looking out. Appreciate it. As a segment is presented by Go to State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. RJ and Fairfield, hang tight 1 second here as we get ready for Niners and Dolphins. And the relationship between Mike McDaniels and Kyle Shanahan was put on focus yesterday at both of their pressers. We'll get into that sound here as the Dolphins travel out to the West Coast to take on the Niners. And remember the last time the Dolphins came out to the West Coast, Niners had a cornerback, number 48.
Yeah, that was when Ryan Fitzpatrick looked like prime Dan Marino.
Dude. And everybody was like, we need Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback.
He looked good, though.
Fitzmagic.
I mean, even Dolphin players thought he looked good.
That game, that was the game that broke me that season.
Oh, yeah, I remember that game.
Remember that game?
I do remember
that. I was in the nursery watching that game. And I said something to Ed and just started laughing. This is pre-baby Chez. And I'm sitting there in the nursery like, I can't believe this is happening.
That was pre-baby Chez?
That was pre-baby Chez. I was in the nursery watching that. And Ross Dwelly had missed a block, and Jimmy Garoppolo nearly got his head taken off.
Ross Dwelly.
That game was just like, remember they got it 4th-and-1, they got stuffed on a gun run. I mean, everybody was losing their minds. Losing their minds about that game.
Was that
game.
The paper airplane?
No, that wasn't paper airplane.
That wasn't Jet McKinnon?
No, that wasn't. That was in the offseason. Jet McKinnon. This guy, Spinotti, Shassy sends me something to group text. I'm doing Warriors pregame live. And they send me something about Jet McKinnon. And all I respond with, I'll take care of that tomorrow. And Shasky read me up. And he watched it because everybody tagged him in the video. So he knows. He knows.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. He did see it. Remember that? Remember
he did
that
see that.
On Instagram.
Getting his ass cracked.
He's
in the
like, yeah,
yard
Mama, we're free when he was going to be a free agent. Yeah.
Hell
peace
no.
out.
We out. We out.
Come on.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to RJ Fairfield.
Hey, RJ. Quick.
RJ, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning. Feeling good today. Got my beam team won the Patriots game, but I'm here to talk about Shasky.
Oh, I forgot you were a Kings fan. I thought you were a Kings. I forgot you were a Kings fan.
Uh-oh, what'd I do?
Yeah. Shasky, I didn't like your energy earlier this week, man. You said you're okay with a loss to the Dolphins. Vontae, did he say that or not?
Well, he said it's not the end of the world if you lose to the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I don't think he's okay with the
loss.
Of course
I want to win.
It's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
Well, here's why that bothers me, because it kind of set the tone. I was like, this is a big...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Big matchup. Just because if you look at the teams we lost to and the teams that we won, I feel like we haven't beat nobody, no playoff teams yet. I mean, the San Diego Chargers, the LA Chargers, were the biggest win that we got, but they were hurt. So this is a proving, guys. So if we're going to make a run and we want to go to the Super Bowl,
right,
we got to win these games. Look how we did against the Kansas City Chiefs, a high-powered offense.
Right.
And our defense was a fugazi. I feel like we're going to see the same thing with Tua. Even if it's not Patrick Mahomes back there, Tua could go on God mode too with those two wide receivers. So I think God is going to be raining, and those Dolphins wide receivers are running. And
you know what? Hey, RJ, I do want this game too for a lot of the reasons you said there. Thanks for the call. I just want to beat the Dolphins. Beat a good team to just debunk this narrative that the Niners haven't beat anybody. We know they have the talent. They have the physicality. Excuse me here. I want to see them beat the Dolphins. I want to see them punish them because they're getting a lot of hype in Miami. Who would they beat?
Well, they beat, you know, they beat Buffalo early on in 120-degree heat.
And when you look at that game, I'm like, man, Buffalo blew that.
Well, I mean, you know, there's a lot of things. They were having cramps all over the field.
Josh Allen was ready to pass out.
Yeah, Diggs said it was the worst conditions he's ever played in. But so,
beat the Ravens.
They beat the Ravens. That was a comeback.
That was a nice comeback win. But how good are the Ravens?
They beat the Patriots
week one. How good are the Ravens? They blowed a lot of leads.
Aren't they in the lead in their division right now? As of now.
I still like
Cincinnati.
I kind of like Cincinnati, too. They're rising, dude.
But they are a good team. Like, the Dolphins have had a fine year.
They've been fun.
They've been a lot of fun.
I want this game, though. I do want this game. Like, I don't want to go to Levi's Stadium and see them get blown out because that spin cycle is going to happen. Oh, well, the Niners haven't beat anybody. Oh, the Niners can't beat anybody. And they got a lot of speed, and they're confident, and they're cocky.
Mm-hmm.
They're a cocky team, man. Out in Miami, so I do want this game. But I get what you're saying, though. If they lose, and if you got to sit some guys, it's not the end of the world.
That's all.
But your margin for error goes down. It decreases, right?
100%. There's a correlation. You lose, and you kind of open the door back up for some of these, you know, Seattle game. Like, that becomes even bigger, and then you have to win the division.
Right, Seattle all of a sudden is feeling good again, saying, okay, all we got to do is win that Thursday night game.
Yep.
You don't want to lose that Thursday night game, but you also... Like, increase this lead against Seattle.
I'm with you.
Put the pressure on them to continue to win. Put the pressure on them.
Well, and you want to avoid Philly until that NFC Championship game.
No doubt.
If possible.
If possible.
I mean, like, that would be the goal for that. The other thing, I think this is going to be a great test for their cornerback situation because, you know, the one game Ward got absolutely dusted, high-priced free agent, was against, you know...
Kansas City?
Yeah, but I don't view them as, like, elite wide receivers, do you?
No.
He's an elite quarterback. I'm not dismissing that at all.
That was a tough game for him with the groin injury and everything.
I know.
That.
So this is a great test, though, like Tyreek Hill.
Speed.
And then who's going to be guarding Waddle opposite him? Those are their two primary weapons.
And he saw a lot of Tyreek Hill at practice in Kansas City. A lot of Tyreek Hill in Kansas City. So he knows some of Tyreek's tendencies. He also knows how dangerous he is.
Yeah.
He also knows how much speed he has. So, my voice is gone.
I'd also like to just quiet down the Jeff Wilson Jr., Raheem Mostert backups as well.
That stuff. We'll get to Mostert or Jeff Wilson Jr., but I do want to get to this Mike McDaniel situation here. Shanahan, here's what he had to say about Mike McDaniels and their relationship.
When I came here, I thought I had some guys that were younger that weren't going to get taken for a while, but it seemed to happen a lot faster than I expected. So that's always what I'm thinking about. Like, you never know when it's going to happen, especially when our defense has success, who they're going to try to take with them. So we're always trying to get some guys in here that you can groom and that you can teach. It's not just about teaching it, but guys also need to go through some stuff with you too, which makes them the most prepared. And I started doing that a while ago, you know, when I moved Bobby Slowick over to offense when he was on defense. Moved Brian Fleury a number of years ago. He was a D-line coach when I was in Cleveland. Solon brought him in to be a QC from Miami, and then I thought he had the potential to really help us on offense, so I moved him there about 4 years ago, I think. Did the same thing with Clay Kubiak this offseason. So it's something that came up pretty fast in our first few years here, and something I always got to think about.
And then his unique press conference style. Shanahan has some thoughts on that, because I watched Mike McDaniel. I was like, nobody runs a podium like him. The way he kind of... He's quirky as hell. He's funny. Yeah. He chimes in. Like, there's two reporters who asked a question at the same time. He goes, same time! And he's just, like, sitting back. I was like, this guy is something else.
You can do that when you have an 8-3 record.
8-3 record. Yeah, if you're 3-8, I'm not sure if that's going to fly. But here's the shit I had to say about that.
That's Mike's personality. I never knew how he would do in those press conferences or how he'd come off. That's how he is all the time to us, even a little bit worse probably. And it's an acquired taste sometimes, or sometimes throws people off a little bit. But I thought he put it together real good and did it in a funny way, and was always entertaining in those press conferences.
He is entertaining. He's an entertaining coach, and the Dolphins have bought into his style.
Absolutely.
I was wondering if they would buy into his style, and they have. So this is going to be interesting, especially his relationship with Tua, how he's going to deploy Tua this week. That's going to be interesting. Can the Niners suffocate Tua Tagovailoa and not give him that time to throw that ball down the field to Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill and even Gesicki? You can't sleep on him at tight end.
No, I think there's a couple elements to when you look at just the NFL in general. Like, people want to win, obviously, but they want to get paid. Mm-hmm. And so when you're going to help someone and empower them to get paid and you're playing a fun brand of football, throwing the ball all over the yard, people like that, especially offensively. And I think it's a style of football that the casual fan can gravitate to. They like the ball being thrown around. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
The other part of this
it's
is that...
It fits South Beach, too, that style,
oh, yeah,
that culture.
Big time. Yep. Big time. The other thing that I keep thinking about is Flores was apparently so miserable. Now, whether you believe those reports or not, it's part of why he was fired. At least that's what the owner made it out to be.
Right.
But a lot of players didn't really like him. So yeah. I don't know what's going on there, but like that Belichick style, because Flores was a Belichick style guy, it hasn't really worked in many places.
No, Matt Patricia didn't work for him, didn't work for Joe Judge.
McDaniels,
Romeo Crennel.
Bill O'Brien.
Even though he had some success in Houston,
did,
I got to give him that.
It ran its course.
It did. I mean, decision making.
Yeah.
Like
Vrabel is not a we file him under Belichick. He played for Belichick. He wasn't under the coaching staff there.
Right.
He went to go work for Saban.
Yeah, and he was at Ohio State, wasn't he?
Yes, he's worked at a lot of different places.
Rumored he might go back there next year.
Yes.
Ohio State.
Yeah, Ryan Day might be out.
Mike Vrabel's going to leave Tennessee to go back to Ohio State.
Rumors.
College. Rumors.
Hey, that's a better job.
Did Tennessee? Tennessee's Ohio about to get a new
state.
Tennessee Titans are about to get a new stadium.
There's like four college programs that I think are as prestigious as an NFL job. But you got to be into recruiting and things like that.
Yeah, I don't know if Rabel wants to do that. I don't know if he wants to do that. I
mean, Ohio State's down because they've lost to Michigan
right.
multiple times.
Two times.
They're down.
All right, Jason Aponte coming up here on the Morning Rush. You know who Jason Aponte is. Sprint Right Pod podcast, of course, Niners Nation. Jason Aponte will join us coming up here on the Morning Rush, and that's brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
Oh my God.
Hey, it's Willard from the Willard and Dibbs Show. Listen to us every day, 9 to noon. Now let's get you back to the Morning Roast with the Bay Area's biggest Jimmy G fan, Bonte Hill, and a great guy to share some garlic fries with, Joe Shasky. All yours, guys.
Ooh, I'm the biggest Jimmy G fan now. Jimmy, baby. Got more apology forms. Shoot your video. Apologize.
Jimmy.
Bow down.
Jimmy.
Bow down. Bow down to Jimmy Garoppolo, as this segment is presented by Boxer and Gerson.
I got caught up in Garoppolo mania.
God, this is the greatest. Northern California.
Was that on a video?
Yes. Dude, hold on. Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Jason Aponte, a moment. The Monday night Denver Niners game in the preseason when Jimmy Garoppolo came back from the torn ACL 2019.
And Booger McFarlane was destroying him.
He is scared in the pocket. Literally called him scared, right? So we come back to a BSG, and then it was a 5-interception practice.
Oh, yeah. In a row.
In a row. Five picks in a row.
Not five. Five in a row.
In a row.
Came in, and I've never, like Mayoko, everyone, I've never seen that in my life. In
so we're railing Jimmy Garoppolo. But for some reason, people were coming down Guru's timeline.
Why?
I don't remember. So Guru's in this spot with some Ray-Bans on and a white beater, or a tank top, I should say. Tank top. I don't like saying that. Tank top. And he's like, stay off my timeline. I got caught up in Garoppolo mania.
Stay off of my timeline.
It was the same video.
I got caught up in Garoppolo mania.
He was like backtracking. And Elijah, it was like, dude, that week of shows was unreal.
Well, go back in time to 95-7, the game between 2017, end of the season, to the beginning of 2018. We were all caught up in Garoppolo mania.
We all were.
I mean, Joe Fortenbaugh was making bets on down to the exact penny of what the contract would be. Every day with him, it was like the contract will be 407.556 months. So he was insane with the money.
He gets traded here, right? And I'm doing the show with Papa at the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you got to play him. If you're going to pay him, you got to play him. Oh, you can see what's happening in practice. And Lodi, we're doing a football hour, low deal in Romo. Yeah, you don't need to play him. So he comes in those last two games. I told you the story what happened. I was in the bathroom. I had to run out. Yeah. Maybe I wiped. Maybe I didn't. But Jimmy Garoppolo comes out the last two plays, and he throws a touchdown pass. I remember that Monday show, Papa. The time is now. The playoff. He's ready to start. I'm saying that for 3 weeks, damn it.
No way. It's like, wait, but you're telling me Greg didn't come up with this on his own organically, but was filing it under his own original idea?
The time to play is now. And I was just like, and then we all got caught up in Garoppolo Mania.
Of course
and
you did.
We all fell in love with him at the line of scrimmage. Get over here. Get set. And I was like, oh my God, we got a leader in the huddle.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Jimmy the Jedi.
Man, here we are in 2022 still talking about Jimmy Garoppolo.
Are we just going to gloss over? You just said, maybe I wiped, maybe I didn't.
That's part of the story. Lewis Murphy just caught something. Where's the toilet paper?
I heard a roar in the crowd. I was like, what the hell's going on? Let me wipe my booty real quick. Maybe I washed my hands. Maybe I didn't. And then Jimmy throws the touchdown pass, and the 50 people who are left in Levi's Stadium in the rain. Jimmy, yeah, we got a quarterback. And that took over the entire press conference. Will Jimmy start next week?
I got to say, that Jags win might have been one of my favorite wins of all time.
Dude, it was unbelievable.
Miles Jack and
going into
and
that locker
Ramsey.
Room. Going into that locker room. They were ticked off at losing to Jimmy Garoppolo. Jalen Ramsey was holding court. Just a system quarterback. It was all scheme. Calais Campbell. Yeah, I mean, whatever. And then, off the record, yeah, Miles Jack goes, I can't believe we lost to that MF-er. I swear to God. Marcus Thompson was with me.
Off the record? Off the record.
Off the record. He slid the shoulder pads in his locker, and he goes, I can't believe we lost to that MF-er. They were hot.
Who would have thought that Jags team would take a knee in halftime after leading by 7 on the New England Patriots in the AFC Championship?
Yeah, quarter away. Are you kidding? Blake Bortles.
Look at us.
Oh, man. Blake Bortles. I thought they were going to win that game. Anyway, let's get to Jason
Everyone
Aponte,
thought
man.
They were going
to
win that game.
We got Jason Aponte, man. We can't be doing that to our guest, man. He's just sitting here.
Is he here?
He's here.
I didn't know.
Niners Nation, Sprint Right Pod. We always have a potty on once
it's
a
raining.
Month.
I'm out of it today.
Yeah, we're just, hey, Jason, man, you remember when Garoppolo got traded to the 49ers and where we were at? And then he threw that first touchdown pass against Seattle, and we all went crazy. They had two wins on the season, one win at the time. And all of a sudden, it was like, we got our quarterback. It's Jimmy Garoppolo.
It's really funny how people forget that part of it, man. And I think, again, a lot of it has to do with the 49ers have been looking for their franchise guy since Steve Young. You know, you thought you had it maybe with Jeff. You thought you maybe had it with Cap. Now you have it. It's like Jimmy looks the part. Like, if you were going to build a franchise quarterback, you have this guy who dresses so well, this jawline. He was and those mic'd up episodes, kind of to your point, Bonta, of like against Tennessee, you know, like when he's telling Trent Taylor, like, when you slip him, I'm going to bang it on you, like, go over here. And it's like, damn, he just got here, and it injected life in there. That's something I'll never forget. And anybody who wasn't hyped is lying to themselves.
Exactly. Oh, Trent Taylor. Now I'm thinking about, he has the shaved back. Remember that?
Right. Yep.
The breakdown. Oh, speaking of Greg. Anyway, let's get into this year's Niners team.
Oh, my God. I remember that.
This defense. we're going real deep here. This defense. How good is this defense right now? Because I'm looking, I'm like, I thought Kinlaw would be a factor for them to be a good defense. I thought Arik Armstead would have to be a factor for them to be a good defense. Figured both cornerbacks would have to stay healthy. Jimmy Ward would be out there for 99% of the snaps. Like, none of those things have happened, and they're still a great defense. Why?
You know, I remember we had this conversation about which defense, right? 2012, 2019, 2022, right? And I said that a lot of the cornerback depth, and unfortunately this is at a time when we thought Jason Verrett was going to be around to help
us right.
too. But I said the deciding factor was D'Amico Ryans, and I think it's going to be that. I mean, when you look at this defensive line, not having Arik Armstead, Javon Kinlaw, for them to be able to get the most out of Charles Omenihu, Samson Ebukam's missing games, Drake Jackson is just coming along sparingly, they're able to get pressure with four, sometimes six, and D'Amico's very good at that. But that line depth and this front office that sometimes we give a lot of grief for when they miss on draft picks, we have to give them their props when they nail these trades for Charles Omenihu for a fifth rounder, Jordan Willis for a seventh rounder, and they bet on those trades, and they have Chris Kocurek, and D'Amico knows how to use them. Obviously, Nick Bosa helps, but man, this team is built so solidly and coached so well.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the edge that they have right now is D'Amico Ryans, man. Congratulations to him and his head coaching position next year.
Oh, man, don't say that. We hope he stays. We hope somebody bypasses him. Peter King was out here saying, well, we don't know if he knows offensive football. I'm like, yes, Peter, keep pushing that narrative.
Peter also was saying first rounder for Jimmy G.
Yeah, he was. Peter King.
But everyone has their opinions.
Everybody misses every now and then. Jason Aponte, Niners Nation, Sprint
Even
Right
Curry Pod. Only shoots 50%.
Jason Aponte don't miss. He don't miss, especially on the morning roast. Jason, Frank Warner Jr., let's stick with the defense for a second. We'll get over to the offensive side of the football in just a second. But have you seen Frank Warner play any better football over the course of his career?
I don't think so right now at this point. And that's what's funny about Fred, is when you kind of set our watch to his production, and it kind of just goes by the wayside sometimes. And then he has these streaks of play in which you're like, oh, my God, there he is again. That's the all-pro guy. I mean, when you look at his stat line from this past game, 7 combined tackles, a quarterback hit, a forced fumble, 2 pass defense. Like, that is basketball terms, stuffing the stat sheet, literally doing everything that you can. So everything that he's asked to do in terms of quarterback to defense, sometimes carry number 3 receivers up the field, sometimes cover guys man-to-man, sometimes blitz. He's just everywhere right now, and it would be hard to argue against this being his best period of football right now.
When you flip it to the other side, this feels like one of their bigger tests of the year. New Orleans' defense is very good. I know that the team overall, the record isn't great, but their defense is very good. I'm worried about Jimmy staying upright with this offensive line. They've been really good this year. I think it's been one of the quieter stories on the 49er team of their success. He got hit way too much for my liking. I think for most people's liking. Is this their biggest test, you think, all year?
I think that a lot of credit should go to the New Orleans Saints, and I think we kind of underestimated the return of Marcus Davenport and Cameron Jordan. Like, those aren't just regular guys. Those are stud defenders. Cam Jordan, Cal legend. Like, they were in there. They had a great plan. They pressured with 4, and they dropped 7 the entire game. And that was the first time that you really had watched the 49ers offensive line get beat. Right against the Chargers, the Rams, and the Cardinals, they kind of held serve. Everything was fine. So it did kind of show that. Now, with this defensive line, Bradley Chubb, they've got some other guys over there as well, too, that are very good. It's going to be imperative that the 49ers could craft a game plan for him to get the ball out fast, a lot more shotgun, and try to possibly use the aggressiveness that they're getting beat with more draw plays in the running game to try to offset all those things, maybe some screens to Christian McCaffrey to slow down that pass rush. So I think that's going to be an interesting portion. I do think that that's the one aspect of what the defense for Miami has that should cause a little bit of concern. Everything else, I feel like, kind of tips in the 49ers' favor on offense.
Jason Aponte, Sprint Right Pod, Niners Nation, here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. How bad does Shanahan want this game over Mike McDaniels?
Yeah, you know, if you think that the 49ers didn't circle this game, you're lying. If you think Miami didn't circle this game, you're lying.
Yep.
Kyle Shanahan always wants to beat his understudies, right? His proteges, right? He has good success against Matt LaFleur. He has very good success against Sean McVay. You can bet your ass that he definitely wants this game so badly. And the one thing I'll say is, it's head coach versus head coach, right? And you're going to say Kyle versus Mike. I get that part. For me, this boils down to, in this game, Kyle being the guy on offense and holding that offense together, which is actually going to be the key in my eyes to winning this game, meaning 8- and 10-minute drives, but punctuated with touchdowns to keep that offense off the field and keep your defense fresh. But the real chess match, the real thing that I'm focused on in this game, Mike McDaniel against D'Amico Ryans. Mm. Mike knows D'Amico. D'Amico knows Mike.
Right.
Can you go on tendencies? Do you know what he's going to do? Like, that chess match is going to be so much fun, especially with the power and the potency of those guys and those weapons over there.
We obviously don't know if he's even going to play. I think he sat out practice yesterday, Christian McCaffrey, but has he been better than what you thought? Because we were talking about this. I was telling B, like, the first time they got him, I go, you know, I think a lot of people see the name McCaffrey. Right. They play fantasy. I mean, you're not really watching.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows.
Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.